Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else, these songs would be teased. But we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh, yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Good afternoon, listener. My name is Snarf Dude. You're about to enter the Cheese Zone. Submitted for your approval, very unusual, wacky, warped, and weird music. I hope you're excited, because I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're always excited.
That's my best Rod Serling impression, Daffodil. You remember the Twilight Zone?
It's not half bad. You just needed the weird music in the background. It would have been perfect.
You're submitted to the Cheese Zone.
I'm sorry. That's my wonderful talent on the show this week. My name is Snarf Dude.
As you just said it, my name is Daffodil, as you also just said.
We just got to really beat our names into the ground to let you know what you're listening to, right?
Well, no, we want people to remember us. We want to be memorable.
How can we not be memorable with the crap we play?
Well, the music is definitely memorable. Sometimes we kind of fade into the background.
Oh, fine. Anyway, on the show this week, we're featuring... Do you remember who shot J.R. Daffodil? Don't tell anybody who actually shot J.R., though.
Yes.
You remember that? That was a big thing.
I watched that.
That was like 40-odd years ago. The year was 1980, and Dallas, the television series, Nighttime Soap, was a big deal. A big deal. And a couple records came out to talk about the whole thing. On the celebrity slip-up, I cannot say who it is. It's going to ruin it if I do.
That's 100% true.
Yes. But we're starting off on the show this week. We got Claude Dupuis coming up with his organ version of the Flashdance theme.
Okay.
But, we got music for Plants, Daffodil.
Okay.
Yeah, Plantasia, a rare earth music for plants and the people who love them. That's the album.
And what is the name of the song?
Music to soothe the savage snake plant by. Doesn't that sound exciting?
Yes, it definitely does.
Right here on...
Cheese, Please!
Thank you.
there are a lot of things to be serious about. But if you haven't figured it out already, we're not one of them. Where bad music is a good thing. Sorry, Martha. Cheese, please.
With Pont de Bois' version of the Irene Cara Flashdance theme from the 1980s. You know, the craziest thing I saw on TV flipping the channels in the bunker here, Daffodil?
I'm afraid to ask.
Someone was actually making a laundry detergent commercial and using the Maniac from the Flashdance soundtrack. And then the end thing was like they were throwing, the guy was on the chair, and they were throwing laundry over the guy.
Yes, instead of pouring water on him.
I would rather see that Flashdance theme by Claude Dubois played in the commercial. You know, that seems, you know, it sort of fits the whole laundry thing.
It would have went better with the laundry.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And we're going to talk about who shot JR. Do you know what JR is? Do you know what Dallas, the TV series, is? If you don't, Google it.
Well, no, and here's the thing. Even if you're not entirely sure, I can almost guarantee that more than 20 years later, you know the catchphrase, who shot JR?
Wow, that was powerful in 1980. That was like a major, major television ratings, right?
Well, there's a couple of interesting things about it.
Okay.
It became a global phenomenon.
Really?
Oddsmakers internationally were selling odds to pick the culprit.
Oh.
Like betting on it.
So you're calling your bookie and say, hey, I'll give you $100,000 for...
I'll put $20 down on it being Sue Ellen.
Oh, okay.
That's probably more like what it was like.
Nobody... $20? I mean, really?
I'm a housewife. I got $20.
Oh, well, fine. Okay. What else was going on there?
Well, and it's interesting because the whole Who Shot JR cliffhanger at the end of season three.
Okay.
And then it wasn't until the fourth episode of season four where they finally told you who done it.
They really dragged it out then.
Yeah, but it wasn't necessarily their fault because in the middle, there was a writer's strike.
Oh.
And it delayed all television production for 8 weeks. So it was 8 weeks later than they planned to tell people who actually done it.
Well, yeah.
And it literally popularized the whole concept of cliffhanger endings for television shows.
Yeah, that makes sense. That was major ratings. That was pretty big. That was probably one of the biggest events before MASH.
100%.
Going off the air. That was a big deal. And you know what? They actually made records all to talk about it.
Yeah, that's
funny. And
sing
about it. We got T.R. Dallas coming up shortly with Who Shot J.R.
Ewing.
Yes, of course. But we're starting off with Gary Burbank, radio DJ. Gary Burbank and Band McNally with his song, whose has the same title, Who Shot J.R., but it's rather different. Right here on
Cheese Please.
People all hate him so, and why they shot him, I'll never know. He's the star of the picture show, J.R. Besides, he's just trying to get ahead. Oh, Lord, please tell me he can't be dead, J.R. Not my hero. Like a Texas rattler, he would coil, molested the women and stole the cartel oil. But with two quick shots, he got foiled, J.R. Stop picking on that man in a Stetson hat. He's just trying to run a business now. What's wrong with that? And all, but she's been drinking again and she couldn't hit a wall. Bobby and Pam, they have reasons for sure, but I think both of them would just be too pure. That Friday night he was working late. The night the old boy was to meet his fate, there was a lot of hate in that 38 for JR. Two shoes done blowed him away. Well, we'll see what them Hollywood writers have to say for JR. But you can't be sure of his demise. Who knows where the real truth lies? One thing's for sure, we all love to despise JR. Good old JR. Now let's deduce this thing here. Cliff Barnes, he promised to do JR in, and so did Barnes. Leland, his banker and ex-friend. Little Lucy's no angel like you'd think she'd be. And Alan Beam, he seems pretty darn suspicious to me. I wonder if it's Ray, but has he got a reason? We won't know that till sometime next season. But if it's a case of jaded love, Kristen could have done it, that poor Salda. She could have shot J.R.
Was little John. He was a midget and he crawled up the stairs of that office building.
Don't be silly.
It were him.
My fellow Americans, I would like to tell you who I think it was. I think it was Ronald Reagan or John Anderson. Or John Anderson or Ronald Reagan.
Indecision, indecision.
No, man, it was Howard Cosell. Because he was the most hated man on TV to JR coming on. It had to be Howard Cosell.
Oh, now, my friends, listen to me. It was Satan, my poor friend Zimmerman. Oh, who did it? I can't wait till September. I gotta know now.
Who shot JR? Was it you? Was it you? I know it's somebody out there that shot my man.
Jeez. cheese is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
The full fat, you get the full flavor of the good cheese.
Cheese.
Inflation. Who cares about the weather or what Russia might be doing? But everybody wants to know is who shot J.R. Ewing?
Who shot J.R. Ewing? Who shot old J.R. down? Who shot that son of a Texas gun that died in Dallas town? Well, I know he had it coming, but the truth it must be found. Can anybody tell me who shot JR down?
Now JR, he's a Texan, an Iron Man through and through. And he knows an Iron Man's got to do what an Iron Man's got to do. So he played it hard and he played it rough, and then once in a while he'd stab somebody in the back, but he'd do it with a smile.
Who shot J.R. Ewing? Who shot old J.R. down? Who shot that son of a Texas gun that night in Dallas town? Well, I know we had it coming, but the truth, it must be found. Can anybody tell me who shot J.R. down?
Once Miss Tennessee, and when she married old J.R., she lost her sanity. Or it might have been her sister, the woman J.R. scorned, or his younger brother Bobby, maybe daddy or his mom.
Who shot J.R. Ewing? Who shot old J.R. down? Who shot that son of a Texas gun that night in Dallas town? Well, I know we had it coming, but the truth, it must be found. Can anybody tell me who shot J.R. down? Who shot J.R. Ewing? That's what I'd like to know. It happened right before me on my favorite TV show. Now, it had to be one of five or six, but the question is which one?
The world has a right to know. When I asked Jock, did he shoot JR? He said, hell no. After all, JR is my own flesh and blood. And I said, that's as good a motive as any. Then I asked Sue Ellen. She flashed her little eyes at me and said, why? I wouldn't do a thing like that to my darling husband, would I? That only left Miss Ellie. She said she didn't do it, but she knew who did. I said, who? And she told me, you know who it was? Yeah?
Cheese Please with T.R. Dallas and Who Shot J.R.? His version, and incorporating the Dallas theme a little bit in there. And before that, Gary Burbank, also Who Shot J.R.? And you have a fascinating fact about the whole thing.
Well, Gary Burbank reached number 67 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart.
Hey, cool.
Basically, they actually filmed every single cast member shooting J.R., including Larry Hagman shooting himself.
Oh, that would have been fun.
In order to confirm that nobody would know.
Closely guarded secret.
It was a closely guarded secret.
Okay, should we say?
Yep. Ultimately, in the whodunit episode, the person who pulled the trigger was revealed to be Kristen Shepherd.
Kristen Shepherd. Why?
She was JR's scheming sister-in-law and mistress.
Oh, okay.
JR didn't press charges because she claimed she was pregnant with his child as a result of the affair.
JR Jr., maybe.
JR Jr.
JR JR?
Apparently she was not, but that's another.
Okay.
That's a story for another day, and now we need to move on.
Oh, yeah. My name is Snarf Dude.
Yes, I'm Daffodil.
And something we have appropriate in the celebrity slip-up today.
And now it's time for the Keys, Please.
I had to play this. I'm sorry.
Yes, I understand why.
Yeah, coming off the back of the whole JR thing, we have JR himself cutting a record. Larry Hagman with My Favorite Sins on
Keys, Please.
To win me some dollars, twisting the ear of a kid till he hollers. Scaring young girls with lascivious grins. These are just some of my favorite sins. I like to be nasty. I like to be hated. I'd like to be voted the cat of the year. Some people are happy to touch you with laughter, but I get my kicks when I bring you to tears. Bankrupting partners with fiscal adventures, selling my brother my worthless debentures. Hearing them cry is like sweet violins. These are some more of my favorite sins. Suckers, I rear them and shear them and skin them alive. I've never been troubled by goodwill and kindness. There ain't no percentage in that kind of job. My recipe for the cake of good living, 1 pound of taking to each ounce of giving. Sift out the scruples and store in a jar. Serve it on ice with a dash of hell, you know my name. My favorite sins, my favorite sins. Y'all come and drink to my favorite sins.
Keys, Please with Larry Hagman in character as J.R. Ewing, having a little fun, a little craziness. I see why Kristen shot him.
Yes, because he was mean.
Yeah, he's talking about his favorite sins. Even though he can't sing, you know, it's J.R. Ewing.
That's the whole point.
And before that, Major Nelson of I Dream of Jeannie fame back in the 60s. He got around, but I think his favorite role was J.R. Ewing because it was so fun to be evil. At least on television, anyway.
Yes, it's more fun to be evil for pretend than to be evil for real.
Hey, guess what?
What?
My name is Snark Dude.
You are. My name is Daffodil.
And I had our Bronner dog over here just begging for cookies again.
Yes, because he's on a diet, so he thinks that you're an easy touch for cookies.
Yeah, I gave him one and I said, no more. You're giving him too much over there when we record the show every week.
I gave him two.
Oh. I thought you gave him more.
No, just two.
Okay, fine. Anyway, it's that time again.
It is. Better fire
there
up the tube.
There we go. Oh, yay, yay, yay. Oh. Here it comes. Open the door. Pick out the piece of paper that tells me what record to play, and this week it is Maury Amsterdam. I can't get off of my horse.
Oh, my.
That's the best way I can say it. I can't get off of my horse.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Where's that coming from, that oh, my, out of somewhere? You're not George Takei, are you?
No, I am definitely not. But
okay.
Oh, my.
Anyway, until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back next week. I can guarantee there will be some form of shenanigans.
that I would be a cowboy, a-riding and a-roping where the wind is free. But now I wish that I was not a cowboy, 'cause look what's gone and happened. I can't get off of my horse. All day and night I ride among the cattle. I can't get off of my horse, 'cause some dirty dog put glue on the saddle. On the saddle, on the saddle, on the saddle. Some dirty dog put glue on the saddle. She said for me she'd leave her home and mother. I said I'd wed her later and we made a date. But now I think she'd better wed another, 'cause for me she'll have a heck of a wait. 'Cause I can't get off of my horse. All day and night I ride among the cattle. I can't get off of my horse, 'cause some dirty dog put glue on the saddle. On the saddle, on the saddle. Some dirty dog put glue on the saddle. I used to be a lady killing dandy. The women liked my hugging and my kissing too. I always used to bring them flowers and candy. I love to love them gals, but what can I do? I can't get off of my horse. All day and night I ride among the cattle. I can't get off of my horse, 'cause some dirty dog put glue on the saddle. On the saddle, on the saddle, on the saddle. Some dirty dog put glue on the saddle. Someday they'll bury me out on the prairie, out there among the sagebrush where the skies are blue. And when they dig my grave out on the prairie, they better dig it big enough for two. 'Cause I can't get off of my horse. All day and night I ride among the cattle. I can't get off of my horse, 'cause some dirty dog put glue on the saddle. On the saddle, on the saddle. Some no good ornery low down sneaking thieving cussing cattle rustling dirty dog put glue on the saddle.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.